Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
So, what did people say about the Big Fatty Show? I was really kind of curious about that.
Everyone thought it was funny. We got a few new listeners from it. I don't know what you're looking for. What feedback do you need?
Which country? Did we pick up anybody in the States?
A couple of people still like us.
Hey. I just wondered how it went because I didn't hear how other people did his show either. And I wasn't sure. Remember that line you made me say? What did that mean?
You could subscribe and listen to his show.
No. I have Big Fatty on my BeyondCast thing on my phone. Oh. I don't listen to it, but I have it.
What was the question?
What episode were we?
Oh, you didn't hear
I don't
it.
Remember.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You could subscribe and listen to his show.
No.
I have Big Fatty on my...
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 2918. BFO for right the 5th of April 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day in Fat Acres and catch up on some things. Hello, fancy pantsies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well, y'all. You're fancy pantsies today, cause y'all, Big Fatty. I mentioned on yesterday's little show Thursday night. Big Fatty was supposed to go to a special awards presentation for a friend of his from the coal mine, and y'all, it was black tie optional, and y'all, so. I have my own tuxedo. Oh, Big Fatty, so you're so fancy pantsy. It's true. And the tuxedo is indeed fancy pantsy. Y'all, I need to see if I got shoes. Big Fatty, I don't know if I still have my tux shoes or not. So I may not be wearing the tux after all. Big Fatty. y'all, what am I trying to say, Big Fatty? We have no idea. Y'all, I pulled out my tux, and y'all, it fits. It fits just fine. I need to get me a new tuxedo shirt. Big Fatty, how often do you wear the damn thing? Not very. But y'all, I think what I'm going to do is, see, it fits everywhere except in the neck. It's a little tight in the neck. I'm going to see if I can find one of those button extender things and use it, because, you know, I'll be wearing the bow tie with it, assuming I've got the shoes. So I'll let you know on the Monday little show if I wore the tux or if I just wore a suit. Be ready. See y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today. Y'all, he is the originator and the star of the Pod Cubs little show. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, I have met this person many times in Hatlanta for the podcasters' supper at the the Colon A. Big Fatty. And y'all, he came to lost wages at least once, maybe twice. Y'all, and he's just moved to Columbia, South Kakalaka, which, as we all know, is if the state of South Kakalaki was getting an enema, it would be inserted in Columbia. Benny, y'all, it's Romo. Benny, we love Romo. It's true. And y'all been on Saturday. Y'all, I've met this person many times. Well, many times in the San Francisco and at Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. And y'all, he was one of the early, he was one of the early listeners to reach under the kilt. Benny, the poor thing. But y'all, he's gone into the Witness Protection Program and is now living in Palm Springs. Oh, Big Benny, you love Palm Springs, I do. But Big Benny, you've given away his location now. Well, that's all right. Y'all, and he sent me a testimonium just a few, maybe a week ago from the Cathedral City Boys Club and all the men's laying out naked by the pool. Benny, y'all, it's none other than Ant. Benny, we love Ant. We do indeed. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I've met this young man once anyway during a visit to the compound up there in the Danbury. Y'all, it's Danbury Jr. Baby, we love Danbury Jr. We do indeed. In fact, Drum Major Cav, the Flopfo, and Brian in Danbury, former number one fan of the BFO, y'all, they're getting ready for his birthday by having a gin and tonic. Benny, is there any better way? Other than I know the Flopfo is gonna make him, you know what? So y'all, if you see Romo or Ant or Danbury Jr., wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Benny! Without Alex Lefebvre tickling the ivories. It's true. Y'all, let's see. What did I do yesterday? Y'all, I, after I recorded, did I go on my second nipple walk? I think I went on my second nipple walk after I recorded. And y'all, I had, between going to the Vons East and doing the long nipple walk, y'all, I only needed a couple of thousand steps. And y'all, so I headed out and y'all, y'all, I got about halfway down one street, and y'all, it had gotten a little nipply, and I decided I needed to come back and get my camisole, and y'all, I came back to the villa. Y'all, I'd already completed my 10,000 steps, so I said to hell with it. I watched the news and caught up on a few things on the TV machine, and just, y'all, I had that big lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and y'all, I had made some ham solid with the leftover ham that I had purchased to make the Codon Blue. Y'all, by the way, did you notice that yesterday was National Codon Blue Day? Yes, we've got it 2 days early for you. Y'all, and y'all, by the way, George in Atlanta and Miss Bacon neither like blue cheese. Y'all, what is wrong with them? Benny, who knows? Anyway, watched several things on the TV machine. And y'all, I kind of stayed up late and watched that Stephen Colbert do his monologue and all. And y'all, then I was tired and I went to sleep. And y'all, slept like a baby, except I got a textimonium early in the morning, y'all, about 3 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, it was a number from Mexico, and I didn't recognize it, and I just didn't respond to anything. And so when I got up on Thursday morning, I goggled the country code. Bigfoot, is that spelled C? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all, it was J-Pan, Mexico. Oh, Bigfoot, was it Brian in the J-Pan or Nancy? It was neither Brian nor Nancy in the J-Pan, Mexico. It was at Hendrick. He is visiting the J-Pan, Mexico, and had some sort of a J-Pan, Mexico cellular telephonic device. Y'all, I looked for him on the dating apps, and there he was. And so I asked him if that was him, and he said yes. And we chitter-chatted a little bit, and y'all, he's officially coming to Pride 48 in Nolens, and trying to get him to get over here to the villa at some point also. But anyway, y'all, after I chitter-chatted with him and had my brother, y'all, I rode back over and slept a little after 9, and y'all got up and had my brufkas and Corfrey and read the paper, and y'all watched The Price is Right. It was quite good today. And even though Jimmy James O'Halloran was not on there today, y'all, he is a fine looking man. Yes, Big Fatty. And what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I did my morning nipple walk, and I came back and took my shirt and everything and got myself all pretty. Big Fatty, that took longer than people might expect. No, I think people would expect it to take a long time for me to get pretty. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, and y'all, then I tried on my tuxedo. Y'all, by the way, didn't have the, the shiny shoes, so I think I'm just going to wear some black dress shoes with it. I think it'll be just fine. Yes, Big Fatty. So I am going to wear the tuxedo. Y'all, I'm going to be a penguin. Oh, Big Fatty likes a good humor penguin. Could be. Anyway, what was I saying? And y'all, so far pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, before I forget, remember I'm going to be in Hatlanta next week, and y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on all the voice letters I've received. I'm just going to go over here real quick, and Big Fatty, you're not prepared, and just see how many voice letters I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 voice letters. Big Fatty, you'll never get through all of those. And y'all, there's some real surprises in there for next week. But y'all, I want to go over here to the e-letter box and kind of clean up a few things here. Big Fatty's kind of like going to the toilet, and, you know, the paperwork isn't done yet. And, y'all, let's just go back over here, see what I've got. Let's see here. We've got, okay. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not. Ian. No, wait a minute. I take that back, y'all. It's an excellent question from Casey and Denver. But y'all, I think I'm gonna hold off on that until next week, y'all. We're gonna and I did Trucker Alex's so question, y'all. I've got a couple of kerfuffles from Ian out there in the City of Angels of Los Angeles. And y'all, I'll do those in just a moment here. Miss Beaver has sent me something. It says, made me laugh, although you're not actually fat. Y'all, well, this is kind of a kerfuffle too. Let's just go do Ian's kerfuffles first. All right, here's the first one. It says, hey, Big Fatty, a little joke for you. What is the college of choice for porn stars? Big Fatty, I don't know. What is the college of choice for porn stars? Florida University, FU. Big Fatty, that is fuck. vulgar. Sorry, I missed to be in the running for the number one fan for your last year in the podcast world. Hope number 3,000 will not be so fast. I might have to subscribe to Gavin's Gangbangs to hear you. Not a big fan of gay porn, but I can't take my eyes off of it if it's on. Beef, any need? No, nobody. Nobody can take their eyes off the gay porn. And you know that that Ed Gong is, you know, and Mr. Mike, they're just gay porn czars. Yes, Big Fetty. And here's another one from Ian. Y'all, it's, by the way, her name is spelled I hyphen capital Y-I-N. So, y'all, I always want to say I-N, but it's Ian. and it says, Ole, Fetty, you know that's hello backwards. Big Fetty, is Ian pretending to be Miss Patty Bacon? I don't know. But here we go. It says, a little joke for you. What gift does the prankster husband give his porn star wife? Big Fetty, she really likes those porn star jokes, doesn't she? She does indeed. And evidently, like, you can't keep her eyes off the gay porn. Big Fetty, Big Fetty, I don't know. What gift does the prankster husband give his porn star wife? Well, it's a gag gift. Big Fetty, that is vulgar! And I love you much, Ian. Ian's... Thank you so much for that. Y'all, I think we all need a little kerfuffle on a Friday. Yes, McKinney. Y'all, by the way, I've heard from the number one number one fan of the BFO. That's Bill in St. Louis. Bill, Big Fetty, didn't he move to Florida? Well, I think he's down there a lot. Big Fetty, maybe you can take his crema card to him. Y'all, he's coming to the Pride 48 in Nolens. Already made his reservations. Y'all, this one came in from Miss Beaver. It says, I just had a physical. The doctor said, quote, don't eat anything fatty, end quote. And I said, like, quote, like bacon and burgers, end quote. And he said, no. No, he said, quote, no fatty, don't eat anything, end quote. Big Fatty, that is some bedside manner there. It's true. Anyway, let's just see what else we got over here. Y'all, my Northeast straight daddy, y'all, he sent me a message the other day, and the message says, does Big Fatty rather land on the $1 million or dollars or the C's candies? And y'all, that's what it said. And I said, I don't understand this. And y'all, then he wrote back and says, oh, ha, 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 whoops, context is a hell of a thing. And y'all, then he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture of the Wheel of Fortune. Y'all, he's got a very fancy a TV machine with a sound bar and everything, a Toshiba. And y'all, on the Wheel of Fortune is the $1 million wedge and another wedge that says, C's candies, Big Fetty, it's true. Content is everything. Big Fetty, what the hell do you know about content? No context. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, just a couple of last things. Y'all, that's Stacy in Hillsboro and my good friends Jerry and Rick up there in the Pennsylvania. Y'all, they also sent me some other hot baseball, sports ball players, Gab Kapler. Of the Phillies coach, and Stacy in Hillsboro sent me Bryce Wilson. Big Fetty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Blime Time and Mr. Cackle. What do you tell new listeners of the BFO?
You could subscribe and listen to his show.
No.
I have Big Fetty on my...
Big Fetty, was that Mr. Cackle or Wine Rag screaming?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.